Oh yeah, baby.
Log Talk Radio.
California. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I'm from the land of the heartless, Cleveland, Ohio. What's the deal, baby? What's up, T-Ro?
Hey, hey, what's happening? What's going on this track?
Oh, man, we got a lot going on, man. Everybody has reported to training camp now in the NFL. The NFL season is officially on.
Yeah.
And we got a couple things we want to talk about. And you know, man, I had a big debate the other day, man, with my oldest, man. We was hollering. I'm talking about it got rough, man. So I told him to call the asylum, man. Let me let the world hear what you got to talk about. First on the marquee, I got to talk about it. Denver Broncos. What's up with the organization, bro? They got management getting DUIs. Von Miller, possible 4-game suspension. He's going to appeal in mid-August. Will he be available to play? And also, last but not least, I got to ask you this question. Is the window closing on Peyton Manning? Is this his best chance to win it this year? Is this it, bro?
We talking about Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning.
Man, that's what we starting the show off with, Peyton Manning? Man, look at her. All right, let's go back to the beginning of that question. As far as the management guys having DUIs right before
you know, the start of this training camp. You know, what I would say about that, L Boogie, is that, you know, we put so much into the players on not being out there, you know, to where the media can follow them and see every move that they're making. And now in Denver, we got it with the head people, the vice president of football operations and everything, getting a DUI. And Von Miller with a little distraction of the first four game suspension due to failing the drug test. You know, will it be a distraction for Denver? You know, anything nowadays is a distraction with any player, member of the front office, or, you know, the head man of the organization. You know, when the information of your team is being, you know, put on Front Street, of course it's going to be a distraction, because we both know, L Boogie, that, you know, the media nowadays, just they can't wait to get the head people to talk about things that don't even pertain to football. You know, and so when you get the media guys that come in and start asking you questions about your vice president, about, you know, this guy, and they don't even play football, you know, of course it takes away from your what you want to do and get done on your daily ritual. You know what I mean? So to say that it will be a distraction, I'm going to say yes. Will it be a big distraction? No, because these guys, you know, John Elway is the top man for the Denver Broncos, so I'm pretty sure that he's going to find a way to sweep it up under the rug and get that taken care of. As far as Von Miller, you know, I've read some reports that in mid-August that he will begin to appeal his little suspension, which I think he just might win, but you never know. It's kind of hard nowadays trying to believe certain players or certain people in general who are being questioned about failing drug tests or steroids or HGH or PEDs, you know. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let it play out, because it's going to be hard to try to trust what somebody says after everything that's been going on lately. And so, it's going to be a distraction, but not too much of a big one. Now, if Von Miller has to serve the full penalty of the four-game suspension, then yes, it will be a distraction. Is the window closing for Peyton Manning? I don't think the window is closing for Peyton Manning. I still think he has about two or three more years. Of course, he's not a young cat anymore. He's played over 14, 15 seasons already. So, yes, the window is closing, but for him to win a championship, is it now or never? I'm not going to say that with Peyton Manning, because – you know, coming off of last year, they went 13-3 after his neck injury or his neck surgeries, and we didn't know what was going to happen. You know, the same thing could happen this year that happened last year. Get to the playoffs and lose on a fluke. So is the window closing? Does he have to win it this year? I don't think Peyton Manning has to win it this year, but he has about two or three more years before he has to get it done, before it's all said and done. So, the window's not closing this year for them to be, you know, really desperate to win it this year. But knowing their organization, that's what they want. But if they don't win it this year, I'm pretty sure they're going to win it within the next 3 years. So that's what I would say about that. What, you think the window's closing on Peyton Manning already?
Man, just like a little kid, if his fingers was in the window, they'd get sucked. Bow! Fingers would get messed up. The window has closed, man. If he don't do it this year, it's over. They got the easiest schedule out of all teams in the league. Their division is so weak. Man, he better win a division. I know he better get another home game. We don't know if they'll get home field advantage. But let me say this. Peyton Manning, you glossed over it. You said it was a fluke. Okay, the Hail Mary. The safety got behind. But what about the interception?
Well,
see,
we know
we're
going
to gloss over those two interceptions, man. We're going to gloss over that. The window, if it's not closed, it's just a little breeze coming in. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, you better get it done this year. You won't see February unless you go on to the Pro Bowl.
Mm. So see, this is where I don't understand. Last year, I think Baltimore just had the luck of the Irish on their side. It was just, you got to remember, the game was in hand. Baltimore had to tie the game with less than 30 seconds by throwing the bomb. So if that doesn't happen, Denver moves on. And it's no telling what happens with in the next round with Peyton Manning with just a game away from the Super Bowl. You know? And that game decided whether or not they were going to make it to the Super Bowl. So he was 30 seconds away from making it to the Super Bowl in his first year off the neck injury. So I'm just saying, it's not going to be another Baltimore team that's going to be like that. So be it that they're going to have the easiest schedule, even with the mid-level schedule, with the semi-rough schedule. Peyton Manning still would have won 10 games, 12 games. You know what I mean? So it's not like they're not going to get to the playoffs. It's like you say, whether or not they get home field advantage, whether or not they face Tom Brady, whether or not, you know, they face another team that's just hot like the Ravens or have that spiritual momentum going for them like the Ravens did. I mean, anything can happen. We saw that last year, and it was just a play away. And, yes, the interception does mean something, but he forced it. He was just trying to, you know, do Peyton. And we both know that Peyton, Drew Brees, and a lot of other quarterbacks, even a bad man like Stephen A. would say in Aaron Rodgers, you know, there were times where one pass could cost you the season. And Peyton Manning wasn't the only one that had that happen to him last season. So it happens when you're trying to desperately take your team down the field to score, to win the game. And, you know, you got to live with it. And so I'm pretty sure he didn't let that run brush off his back like a, you know, like some water on a slick man. So we just, you know, we're just going to find out what happens this season. I guarantee Baltimore won't do that again this season.
Of course not. But my thing is this with Peyton Manning. Great in the regular season. But when it comes to the playoffs, he shrinks up. Now, this is not the first time he's made a bad decision in the course of a sick game. We're going to go back to the Super Bowl. But let me say this. You just said, the you know, remember when Baltimore lost to the Patriots on the field goal? Remember Ray Lewis said, one play doesn't make the game. The Hail Mary didn't just make the game. He threw a pick six. They had their throats. They had Baltimore Ravens on the ropes. They were supposed to take them out early, even before the second half. So I just can't give Peyton Manning a pass on him throwing away games like that. This is not the first time.
But game wasn't on him. That game was not on him. Yes, you can say that interception cost him, but Denver had that game in hand. They had a guy to run a punt, well, two kickoffs, well, punt and a kickoff back, which had them in great, great situations. Come on, man, it was the defense that let them down. They were up a touchdown during the whole game until Flacco threw the bomb. If they'd have knocked the pass down, it was what, third down when he threw the bomb? If they'd have knocked the pass down, it would have been over with. But they didn't do that. And so, I'm not going to put that on pace. Yes, one play cost them, but they should have won that game. It was just a great effort by the Baltimore Ravens not to give up and play until the fat lady really saw them, and they did that. And they did that in just about every playoff game that they had. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to put that all on paper.
Speaking of the bad man, Greg Jennings, I think he drank some Haterade up in Minnesota.
Ah.
He's slandering Aaron Rodgers' character, saying that, yeah, Aaron Rodgers thinks that, you know, he's quote-unquote, I'm not going to say the word, but that he's on a higher level. He's looking, you know, up in the clouds looking down on him. He has the Jay-Z, Kanye, Kanye-Z syndrome. where he's just great. He doesn't make mistakes. So what do you think about Greg Jennings with these comments about Aaron Rodgers?
You know, I love it. I'm not gonna say that, you know, this doesn't happen, but Greg Jennings knows exactly what he's talking about. He spent this is the first time he's going to a different team, and, you know, Green Bay runs it a certain way. And with, you know, having as many Lombardi trophies as the Green Bay Packers have, you know, it's easy for you to go to another team and say, you know, wow, we were really on a high. But when he gets to Minnesota, you know, I'm hoping that he's seeing that Minnesota is going to step up, because we both know this. When you put yourself out there in the news and giving the other divisional partner some billboard information, you know, it don't take much for the NFL players to get hype in this thing, L Boogie. And just for Greg Jennings to say what he said, you know, Minnesota might not play Green Bay until week 6, week 7 of the season, but you're going to see them twice, and you got to go to Lambeau Field. And believe me, Greg Jennings, when you get to Lambeau Field, they're going to treat you like a visitor. You might run in, and they might give you, you know, the high five and the standing ovation. But let me tell you this, buddy. When the whistle blows and you're in between them lines, you already know them boys are going to be coming at you full speed and knowing exactly what you mentioned. And the bad man and Aaron Rodgers, like Stephen A. would say, you know, he gonna definitely make sure he show up and try to torture Minnesota defense. So, Minnesota, if you're listening, I hope you got your ears open. I hope that you guys can back up with everything that Greg Jennings is saying, because you know Aaron Rodgers is not – he got that locked in on his schedule already. Put a nice little star with a circle around the star, letting you know that, boy, when you come to Lambeau, Greg Jennings, I hope you got your defense well prepared for this, because I'm going to torch y'all. And that's what I believe. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, coming from your land, the Lombardi land, what do you think about Greg Jennings mentioning that about Aaron Rodgers? Do you think it's true? Do you think it's false? What you think?
Let me tell you this. The streets is talking. And it's just like, let me say this, bro. You know, when you've been dating a girl, you had your girlfriend, and then you break up with her, and then when you break up with her, you know, you start talking bad about her. See, that's what I think. It's just a, you know, Greg Jennings is just a man who just, you know, was left out. He feels as though some of that money that Aaron Rodgers got, he could have, you know, let it go down and give to Greg Jennings. I think he just felt a little bad about that. But let's say this. Remember, Greg, you were hurt. Bag of bones. Great receiver. But like I tell my sons, when you get hurt, your value go down. So, I'm sorry, Greg. I'm going to pour out a little liquor for you, just like I do all ex Green Bay Packers, you know, players, and they go to the other team, pour out a little liquor for you. But you're dead. You're dead.
Hater.
When we come back, we're going to talk about these contracts and a couple of some money issues. It's all about the Benjamin. Friday, so that means it's freestyle. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. If you want to listen to us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to Category Sports, search box, Streets is Talking with a Zero, and that's not a typo. Oh! Let's go.
Until I overdose, pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. And I lay back, she go crack. Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, piece of rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million. So I can take care of them,
bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm fitting to kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles if she tell me say when and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting noticed. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles if she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just trying to win this shit. Devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. She wet again, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron on deck.
It's where I call in my bottle.
Push it on
her head. She was on that reposado. And I think I'll run to Rado. And this bitch, I'm spinning like I hit Salado. This is Salado.
Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. We make it light up like a church. And I say church.
We back in the asylum. My co-host T-Row from Dallas, Texas, I might add. Your boy L Boogie, Atlanta the Heartless, Cleveland, Ohio. Juelz the G, Los Angeles, Cali, baby. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the money. Don't that move but the money. Man, we got a couple guys, bro, and every, you know, and in this sports, man, they signing contracts and some guys losing money. You got
now, I know you smell the money.
Man. Your boy Matty Ice, 5 year, $103 million, 59 guaranteed. Mike Williams from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he agreed to a 6 year, $40 million, 2.5. Your boy Dustin Pedroia from the Boston Red Sox, 7 year, $100 million.
Whew.
And last but not least, there's speculation. John Wall, 5 year, $80 million. Let's start with Matty Ice first because he has the most on the contract as far as money wise, 59 of it guaranteed. Is he worth it, Ro?
Ah, see, now you got me thinking hard. Matt Ryan, Atlanta Falcons quarterback. Congratulations, baby. Way to make that bread. You know, I thought Michael Vick was going to be the only $100 million contract man in Atlanta for a while. But I must give it up to you, Matty Ice. Congratulations on getting that $59 million guaranteed up front. That's $4 million in Tony Romo. You know what I mean? And your boy Tom Brady. But here's my thing about Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, you're a great talent. Don't get me wrong. You're a great talent, baby. But you really haven't done nothing. Yes, you won a playoff game last year, which was your first. So welcome. You've entered a zone where there's a lot of quarterbacks have been. You've won one playoff game since you've been the quarterback of your team. Now, I'm not going to say you're a Tony Romo, but I'm going to say this. You got to step your game up again. Yes, you've been doing it year after year after year, but now that you made the money, you and Tony Romo, my quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, making $50 million plus on guaranteed alone, you got to show up. That's all I'm going to say. You got to show up. Congratulations on getting the money. Are you worth it? We will see. You know, it's hard, El Boogie, stepping up in this game because defensive coordinators don't get sleep. You know, and from here until February, those guys going to be up every night studying film, trying to break it down, trying to figure out how to do what to make you look soft, make you look like you don't deserve what your contract says. And so, Matt Ryan, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying this. You got to step your game up one more time. I hope your team is ready. You got the best tight end in the game coming back in Tony Gonzalez. I hope that you guys can put it together, do what you did last year, make some sort of a run. And if you can, get that championship. You know, you as a franchise have been there once before as the Dirty Bird, and we'll see if you guys can repeat that. You know what I mean? Is he worth it, El Boogie? I'm going to say yes for right now from just what he's been doing since he's been there. Do you think he's worth it?
Do I think that Matty Ice is worth it? Well, I don't think his name should be Ice because he be melting. I don't want to speculate $103 million, 59 guaranteed. Is he top 10? I don't know. Because there's a lot of guys that has jumped up. I mean, we got some young guns now that has jumped maybe into that top 10. We will see. But then, well, let's look at it. There's not really that many quarterbacks in the league that has done what he's done his first 5 years. He's won more games in 5 years than any quarterback in NFL history. Second is Joe Flacco, and Joe Flacco just signed a big deal. But he melts. He melts in the playoffs. This will be the year. If Atlanta doesn't come out the NFC this year, somebody's on the hot seat. Coach, you're on the hot seat, Coach. You have too much talent on that offense, and you're a defensive coach. You're on the hot seat. Dustin Pedroia, 7 year, $100 million. Boston Red Sox. Bro, is he worth it?
Now, if there's anybody worth the hundreds of millions, I would have to give it up to my boy Pedroia. Man, he is consistent. He's always playing. You know, he keeps Boston going around, even though they had the little situation a couple of years ago where the management and the team wasn't, you know, doing too good and they had to make a lot of changes. I do believe that he is the key piece that keeps Boston together, him and David Ortiz. The guy's good, man, and for a guy his size, he really produces and puts up big numbers for his team, the Boston Red Sox. So if there's anybody that deserves $100 million in their pocket, in their contract, I would give it up to this guy. You know what I mean? And I believe that he is not going to be one of those guys who's going to be traded from Boston. I think he's going to be one of those long-lived guys for the city of Boston. And you know how it is when you stay with one team for your whole career. You know, you become family to that city. And I believe that he's already been a big part in that from winning championships. And it's just going to get better. So, yeah, they kept a good piece with signing Dustin Pedroia to that 7-year contract. And if anybody deserves it, like I said, it would have to be Dustin. ASU, baby.
Streets is talking. 347-855-8896. You can get at us like that or get on the blogtalkradio.com, category sports, go in the search box. Streets is talking with a zero and that's not a typo. Now, remember, callers, when you're calling in after you get off the phone, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Oh, oh, that's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Hey, L Boogie, right before we get to the callers, man, question of the night. Let's get to the question of the night, L Boogie. Now, I'm going to ask you this, L Boogie, because, you know, I know you a player. I know you a Mac. You know what I'm saying? I know you get it in where you fit it in. You know what I'm saying? So the question of the night, man, when I was in Dallas, man, me and my brother was talking about a couple of questions of the night, and he had a group. You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to present the question of the night tonight, especially on this Freestyle Friday. Now, we didn't have Matt Tateo being in the news, being catfished and all that. You know, and there's a couple of people that have been catfished out there in the world. So the question of the night to my people, have you ever been catfished? Woo! L Boogie. Now, I know, let me go ahead and tell you. Man, I've been catfished before. And when I tell you catfish, boy, she looked like the catfish, the mouth of the catfish, the whole face with the whiskers and everything coming off that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? And what I did, I caught the bus out there. I caught the bus out there, L Boogie. And I seen her standing at the bus. I kept on rolling. You know, I rolled past the bus stop, got off about two or three bus stops down the way. You know what I'm saying? Went to a payphone and be like, yo, you know, man, I missed the bus. I'm going to have to catch up with you a little bit later. You know what I mean? So, you know, your boy been catfished before. Thought he was a pimp player back in the day when he was a teenager. You know what I mean? And got goofed like a little bit. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my little situation. I can't even remember her name. Started with, like, Crystal or some bull stuff like that. You know what I mean? But, man, it was one of those ones where I would do. And, you know, we didn't have cell phones or nothing like that back in the day. We had beepers and things. So, you know, she was blowing up the beeper trying to figure out what was taking me so long and all that, and had to call her back and tell her, damn, baby, I missed that bus. So, you know, we're going to have to try this again some other time. But have you ever been catfished before that, player?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, one time in high school, bro, I'm going to say this. I'm in high school. And, you know, being who we are, like you just said, you know, I'm at the game, and it's in the regional championship or whatnot, and we're playing at a place or whatnot. So it was a Friday. Never forget it. Come Monday afternoon, I get 12 roses. Bro, I get 12 roses with a card. She's telling me her name, had the phone number. You know, we ain't said, girl, man, somebody sent me roses? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm a junior in high school, bro. So she lived a little ways, about 30 minutes or whatnot. I'm talking, voice sound cold, though.
Right.
You know, the voices be so, you know what I mean, immaculate. So, you know, we didn't have Facebook and all that, you know, send a picture through the phone. What? None of that.
Right.
So, see, I said, well, this was the thing, too. I rolled with a crew, and I had a cousin. And so, you know, cousin, hook me up with your friend. So, we met up. And the bad part about it is that the friend looked better than her. My cousin was all happy, and I just had to take one for the team. And we guess what? We're at the movies, and you know you're popular. Guys, what's up, man? With Boogie. What the deal, Boogie? They ain't used to me seeing me with no catfish. I'm talking about wobbling, cobbling. Oh, man.
Yeah, the wide mouth catfish.
Oh, man, listen here, bro. I told my cousin, you're lucky I love you, man. You're lucky I'm loyal. I had to take one for the team, man. And after that, I never talked to her again. She kept asking my cousin. I had to be mean.
That's how we get down, yo, Boogie. You know, man. You know, thank God for the technology today, man. You know, you got to be real careful, though, man. You know what I mean? Don't be catfished out there, people. You know what I mean? Watch yourself, baby. You got to watch yourself at all times. Your peripheral and everything. You got to know what's going down with new technology, L Boogie. So, callers, if you ever been catfish, we're going to get back to the sports. You know what I mean? But if you ever been catfish, we're going to give you time to think about it. L Boogie, I got a special call I want to bring in, man. We got a caller that's been holding the line for a minute before we get to your son, you dig? So we're going to jump up to you, to one of your homies, and we're going to chop it up, get him out the asylum real quick. You know what I mean? Hey, caller,
no
question. Welcome to the street talking, man. You on the line with your boy L Boogie and your dude T-Row. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up? What's up? This Goob love over here. What's up, boo? Cleveland,
what's
Ohio.
What's the deal, Goob? What's the deal,
man? Hey, good to hear you, man. Hey, I tell you what, I never heard that story before. He ain't never told me you got catfish.
You know, you got to keep that one up under the belt, baby. It took one for the team.
Right. You got to keep that one deep up under the belt, boy. Hold it tight.
Oh, no question. No question.
I can't say that never happened to me, though. What's good, man?
Let me ask you this. You're a Minnesota Vikings fan, although we know you roll with the Dog Pound as well. What do you think about the Greg Jennings comments about Aaron Rodgers?
Damn. Well, I ain't gonna lie to you, B. I ain't even heard it.
Wow.
So what did he say? I'll elaborate.
He said that Aaron Rodgers is not who he thinks he is as far as being so perfect. When they win, it's all me. Lose, it's the other people's fault. Do you agree with that? Do you think Aaron Rodgers puts himself too much on a pedestal, bigger than the mere mortal team? Or do you think Greg Jennings is out of pocket by talking like that?
I think he's just rolling with the media. The media put him up on the pedestal, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he got to follow suit. He ain't going to come back and be like, I'm just me. I don't do none of that shit. So, you know, oh, my bad. I don't know if there's any cursing on the line.
So we try not to curse as much unless it's Freestyle Friday. But, hey, you in the streets, so we prohibit it at times.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't think it was right with the comment. No.
Do you think the window is closing in on Peyton Manning? Is it do or die this year? Is it championship or bust this year for the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning?
Yeah. It's the window closing fast on Peyton Manning. I mean, he is one of the greatest, but you know what I'm saying? These young guys coming in bigger, faster, and stronger, he's not going to be able to sustain all that for, you know, another 2-3 years. So either he do it now or he might as well go ahead and chalk it up.
Wow. There you have it. I got one more question for you before I let you go. And I'm going to ask you this. Would you guys miss Percy Harvin? He's injured right now in Seattle. But would you guys miss Percy over there in Minnesota?
I don't think they're going to miss. They're not going to miss him that much, man. They got some speeches over there. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was a big part of, you know, the special teams and, you know, the speed on offense. But I think they'll make up for it. I think definitely they'll make up for it.
Okay. One more question. RG3.
One more.
I know. I'm sorry. I got to give you one more, Ghoul, because he's first time caller, getting into the asylum. You know, and I got just one more. It's just talking about the Redskins. Is RG3 and Coach Shanahan, are they cool? Are they on the same page? Or, you know, his father was kind of upset about, you know, the organization leaving RG3 in. Do you think that, you know, it's some friction there?
No, I don't think there's any friction because, you know, Shanahan, he is 100% on RG3's side, you know, and, you know, that organization with him is a better organization, you know what I'm saying? He is the offense. I'm just hoping he come back strong, you know what I'm saying, with that surgery, you know, he coming back early, so I hope, I'm just hoping he, you know, go through the rehab, get come back strong. So,
hey, let me ask you this, Goop. By seeing what AP all day Adrian Peterson did last year, does that give you the hope or the hype that RG3 may need? Do you think that may help him to have a season like Adrian Peterson did with him going through the same type of surgery thing?
I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a big influence. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely going to try to come back and, you know, try to do what RG3 did. I mean, try to do what Adrian Peterson did. You know, it can be done. You know, he's a hard worker. Adrian Peterson's a hard worker. So I'm pretty sure that he's thinking that, you know, hey, we can do this, you know.
Right.
Keep the ground running.
Right. That's what it is. Well, good. Man, you know what, man? The asylum is hot, man. You're a first-time caller. We appreciate you calling in. Say, man, you know, you call in every Monday and Friday, man. We always here. L Boogie, tell Goo what to do.
That's what's up. You know I'll be in.
L Boogie like to say, L Boogie, we can't hear you, man. Are you on mute? What you doing back there? You boy, that boy be getting his head to the clouds, boy. That L Boogie, boy.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
You got to do that, Goob. You got to help
him
out.
You know.
Big Goob. Hey, man, we appreciate you calling in.
Word.
That's what it is.
One love.
L Boogie, that's your boy, Goob.
DDA, man, we went to college together, man. It was awesome, man. We, you know, oh, man, we had some stories. And for him to sit there and say he didn't get catfish, man, we're going to leave that under the carpet, good lover. They don't call it lover for nothing. Trust me.
You know what I mean? Hey, man, while we in this asylum, man, we got to get to it, man. You know, we got Big Brother Almighty on the line. And, man, he was trying to tell me some information about what they talking about Tim Duncan, man. So we got to get, you know, we got the streets is hot, man. So we got to pull Almighty in. Hey, Big Brother Almighty, where you at?
What's up, T-Row?
What's up with a pimp? What you got going on down there in the town?
Oh, man, just chilling. Man, what the hell up there doing, man? He's so much hating on Cleveland, he don't read the rest of the sports, huh? Okay. I got it.
I guess.
You got me on that one. You already know.
Hey. But you ain't heard where he just put the little hush thing on his wife. Because you know she done put his business out. You know he had a roommate, his college roommate, staying with him for 2 years at their house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the divorce is getting real shady. And he bought him a house and everything.
What?
Yeah, man, I ain't lying. He done put the gag effect on you. You know in them divorces things, they put the gag on you, you can't speak no more. So she can't speak to after the divorce.
Oh, streets is talking. You heard it first, L Boogie. What the hell is going on, L Boogie?
That's in Texas, T-Ro. Out of big Texas.
Man, man, you know in Texas. We got our own set of rules, man. We do how we do. And, hey, man, San Antonio is different. San Antonio is different than Dallas. So, I mean, it's just, woo-wee. Yeah, I hate to see for my man to go through that, man. That's just not, that's not a cool thing. Why was she putting his business in the street anyway?
Man, she put him all the way out there. I was reading that. I was like, man, I can't wait to get on the radio show and hit this one.
Black.
New Vandross has been exposed, man. The new Luther Vandross has been exposed, man.
Damn. That's an inside joke for those who don't know. The sports officials, our big brothers over there, had topics jumping off, man. And, man, it was going down. So you would have had to be there to hear it, to understand where Almighty is coming from. So, Almighty, I feel you 100%, baby. I feel you 100%, man. It's just sad that we got that happening down there in Texas. I can't believe that, man.
I can't wait to get back with that one and put it on that big star town, man. That big star town down there, man. Y'all ride clean so much. Ride Texas. Hell, me, get on Texas. A lot of things coming out of Texas, man, that ain't right.
They went from fighting over Tony Braxton
to Tim Duncan buying a nigga a house. Excuse my life. Whoa.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. I don't know what to say about that, man. Two different cities, man. Two different times, man. Come on for now. Damn you, Tony Braxton. I'm still mad at that girl.
But hey, yeah, it is.
That was the first big one, bro. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Huh. What'd you say, L?
I said, you're down in C-Town. How are your Browns doing? They just broke for training camp. What are you looking forward to? I know you've been to Berea.
Oh, we looking real good, brother. We on smash that AFC North, man. I keep telling you that. We on smash that. And anybody that call in and say they don't like it, I stay on Addison.
Cleveland, Ohio, Addison Boulevard, and you will see him.
Yeah, right there with a Browns jersey on. Just walk.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
So this is leading up to one of my questions. So you think that your quarterback is going to be in his second year? You think he's going to be able to pull through?
Yeah, he's going to be all right. We got, you know what we got. We got the best offensive coordinator in the game, man. Norm Turner. Check the records. Offense
I roll with Norm. He was one of, he had that star jumping off back in the day, winning them championships. I roll with Norm. Norm is a good offensive coordinator. Okay.
Oh yeah. So we got three head coaches down there. We got the defensive coordinator, we got the offensive coordinator, and we got Chug. If Chug mess up, we can bring another coordinator in to be the head. So we ain't got nothing to worry
here
about.
Here we go. Here we go. If he mess up, see what I'm saying? See?
Coaching is not going to be the problem, no, buddy. Believe that.
Okay, we will see. Now let's switch gears. Matty Ice.
What's up?
Matty Ice. He just got a 5-year extension for $103 million. 59 of it guaranteed. Is he worth it down there in Atlanta?
He ain't won nothing yet. I can't say he worth it. He ain't won nothing yet. He only won one playoff in 56. He only won one playoff game. I don't know. They putting all the tools, but he ain't won nothing. So I don't know.
In five years, he got the most regular season wins in 54. Second is Joe Flacco.
He got
Flacco.
56, L. 56.
56.
He got
Flacco
56
has 54.
Wins.
And Flacco
he got
54.
Right. But Flacco has a Super Bowl.
So he ain't done nothing more than Tony Romo.
Huh?
He ain't done nothing more than Tony Romo. He on the same status.
Yeah.
One playoff game in his career.
Yeah, he ain't did nothing, man. He ain't really did nothing for me. For real, he ain't really did nothing. Regular season is all right, but what count is that? Off that other season, man. The other season when you 0-0 and you got to come out fight, man. You know what I mean?
Is the window closing on Peyton Manning? Is it do or die? Super Bowl or bust for Peyton Manning this year?
Nah. It ain't closing. Peyton Manning looking good, man. And he gonna be stronger this year. He had a whole year and a summer all the way together. He might go.
Right.
He might be throwing the deep ball now. He ain't throw the deep ball last year. He throwing the deep ball this year. It was all short passes last year. He ain't got strong now. After that surgery, he ready, man.
I thought he looked good yesterday when I saw a couple of clips of the training camp live in Denver. He looked like, you know, the old Peyton Manning. I just can't wait to see, you know, El Boogie talking about they're going to have the softest schedule in the league this year, which is cool. But, you know, do you think they can win it all this year? Honestly, do you think they can win it all since they lost on a fluke last year?
Well, they gotta go. They gotta see them Browns in the playoffs. So we'll see, man. You know what I mean?
I see it's Friday.
Y'all
don't give
me
that cup. I hope you ain't drinking and driving, man.
Hey, they gotta see the Browns in the playoffs, man. So I ain't gonna worry about it.
Wow.
They got the same colors as them. They got the same colors as us. So
if you've done your history, they do not do well with the Broncos in the playoffs, and we know that. We remember. You still got your big souvenir from crime after the fumble and the drive. I know it's in the car.
Hey, L.
I'm with you.
If I can remember, you used to have a Do It Pruitt show. You remember that? Yeah, he used to have a Do It Pruitt show when they used to play down the man of America.
My grand
don't
Pruitt
do that, L. Do It Pruitt show. You remember?
Oh, man, we love having Al on the show, man. Big brother, almighty, man. Oh, man.
That's big brother. Keeping it real. Big brother, you know we appreciate you calling in, man. We got a couple more callers to jump into, man. You know what it is, man. Every Monday and Friday, we can always depend on you to come out the asylum hot with this.
I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Man,
no
you
doubt.
Know what it is. L Boogie. He called Tim Duncan the new Luka Vandross. What? Sports officials need to cut it out with all that they just started. I'm telling you, boy, big brothers, they'll be keeping it real. That's what it is. Hey, man, before we go to a commercial break, man, let's go to our other big brother, you know, down the street from where Big Brother Almighty is, man. Let's just go on and jump in to Big Brother Delmar, you know, because Delmar always be keeping it real. Big Brother D, what's up with Phil? Where you at?
What's up, fellas? Up here in the land, chilling, just got off of work, listening to my brothers, listening to y'all do y'all thing.
Man, that's what it is, man. I know you've been checking out the show, man. L Boogie keep talking about Peyton Manning and the window closing. Do you think the window's closing on Peyton Manning already?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He's older. He got injuries, man. His neck. I mean, you know, they got to put them right pieces around him. I mean, I think the Broncos going to make the playoffs, but, I mean, it's a lot of good teams out there. Tom Brady still out there, Cleveland coming up, Cincinnati. I mean, you got some good teams out there, man. So, I mean, you know, he got to come do his thing. I think they're going to make the playoffs, but Super Bowl, no. That's not going to happen.
Will they ever make the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning in Denver?
They can. They can. They can't. But at the end of the day, though, he's still a champion. He got one ring. So he's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's a champion. He got a ring on his finger, so you can't never take that away from him. And he's a good regular season quarterback.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Matty Ice, quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, signs a 5-year, $103 million contract, which $59 million is guaranteed. Is he worth it?
Hell no. He don't deserve. He haven't done nothing. They went to the playoffs last year, and they barely won the one. They should have lost the game they won.
Right. Right.
They should have lost that game. I mean, they should have waited to see what he was going to do this year. But, you know, quarterbacks is real thin now, man. You know what I'm saying? So I guess everybody's trying to hold on to what they got. But, no, they'll make the playoffs, but they're not going to the Super Bowl either. He's not worth it. He's not proven.
I think the NFC is a much harder conference than the AFC, just speaking of all the quarterbacks with Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, it's just RG3 and these guys coming up, Russell. You know, it's just so many guys and so many teams. Kaepernick. You know, just so many guys and teams that just have it going more than Atlanta. And even though they're going to have a good regular season record, like L Boogie mentioned earlier, he's a great regular season player. But, man, in the playoffs, like I mentioned, he tied with Tony Romo. He only won one game in the playoffs, so you get all this money for winning one playoff game? I really don't understand it. So
and they gonna give him all that money? No, but you know, hey, they'll make the playoffs, and that's about it. Get knocked out in the first round again.
What's your thoughts on RG3 and the statements of between him and Coach Shanahan? Does Coach Shanahan know what to do with RG3? Should he play him early, or should he wait a couple of weeks until the regular season to put him in?
I mean, I think it's all what the doctors and them saying. It's how he feel. I mean, if he feel he can play, that dude getting paid millions of dollars. Put his ass out there on the field and let him play. I mean, only
right.
He know his body. You know what I'm saying? He know his body. So if he feel he can go out there and perform and we get on the field, if he's not performing, sit his butt down. But if he say he can
right.
play, let him play. You know, and then he going to need some type of preseason work. He going to sit out the whole preseason, they saying, and then come game one. No, you got to have chemistry and stuff with your team. But if the man say he can play, he's young, these young cats heal fast, as we all three of us know. You get older, the bones heal different. He done heal fast. Let him go out there and play. And if the doctor say he okay, he get paid millions of dollars. Put his ass out there.
There you have it. Now, little bro, let me ask you this question. It's the question
What's
of the
up,
night.
Hey, yes, sir.
Have you ever been catfished?
What do you call me? D-Mac. No, I never been catfished. Never. My stable.
Yeah,
my stable. No.
Yeah,
no,
never had one.
Gee, my stable. Big bro can talk. My stable always been on point, man. Always been the buzz. Cats got the, you know what I'm saying? They get catfished.
Right.
You know, they got to take one for the team. But me, I sat up here with y'all. I'm thinking, like, have I never? I've thought about it. Never. Never. It never happened.
Wow.
That's
what's up. You're a good dude, because I know I wish I wouldn't have fell for it.
I try to pick them kind of good. I try to pick them kind of good, so, you know, so that don't happen. But if it did happen, you know, I'll be a gentleman. I do like my big brother taught me, you know what I'm saying? Show them love, you know, kick it with them. Because you never know, that might make that young lady whole life turn into another direction that, hey, I got to kick it with L Boogie, I got to kick it with D-Mac, I got to kick it with T. So it's like, you know, I'm going to be nice, I'm going to be a gentleman, because that's probably the only time that ever happened. So, you know, I made a catfish happy.
Right. You know, put
it
back
is.
In the water. We ain't even let it drown. We, you know.
I love you, all, man. Hey, L.
No
Boogie.
Doubt. No
L.
doubt.
Boogie. Hey,
yes,
make
sir.
Sure you hit that free. Make sure you hit that freestyle tonight, man.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I'm on it. And don't forget, D-Mac. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Where my youngest
you,
man. At,
man?
They in the DH, man. We got to get him up into the adult asylum, man. We got to pull him out, man, somewhere or another next week. 347-855-8896. See, Terrell Brown, what your agent did, this is what Keith is talking about, man. This is the that we don't like. You better have fired him. He cost you $2 million. When we come back, you heard it here first. Oh, man, more callers. For T-Roll, ULCG, I'm your host, L Boogie. Oh, let's go.
Right, yeah. We smoke dope all day, all night. You smoke. come on, man.
But I will never snitch none in my life. Nah, I keep this shit 300, bitch, I'm gon' right. Well, my niggas, when it's time to start taking life. Right, playing both sides, shit that I don't like. Lord time, spark, broad day, all night. Right, playing both sides, shit that I don't like. Lord time, spark, broad day, all night. A fuck, nigga, that shit I don't like. A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak dissers, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. I'm killing these niggas, shit that they don't like. Broke, you got the 30, he ain't tryna fight. Got your bitch out with in it all night. She gone. Fredo in the cut, that's a scary sight. Man, now, you not with the shit, you can die tonight. I only want the pop, I ain't tryna fight. Some nuggets with the shit, they be throwing fight. Bang, floating off a flat, I might take flight. 300, bitch, we hot, we done took flight. Taking shit down, we ain't like the we price. Thirsty ass bitches, shit that we don't like. OTF, DBE, yo bitch like. A fuck nigga, that's shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's shit I don't like.
A snitch, yeah, what I don't like. The streets is talking for a talk show with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. The world, blogtalkradio.com. Go to category sports, search box. Streets is talking with a zero, and that's not a typo. For all the callers want to go back, hear the show, hear their voice. You know, that you know that snitch that I don't like to do from the, you know, the biogenic scandal. That, ooh.
I don't like.
What you snitching for?
Hey, Porter Fisher, too. That's another guy. He was the guy that got gypped by the Bosch guy and then decided to steal some information from another employee and turn everybody in. So Fisher Porter, you go in the same box with the rest of them old dumb snitches. You a snitch. So what, you didn't get paid? Take it like a grain of salt, move on. Now you got the world up in arms, these guys about to lose all this money. A-Rod, so sorry for your luck. They talking about banning you for life. You was a softy for that. For life? Man. Yeah, you the one making all that money, and you done messed up. Trying to get a second opinion and everything. We don't like.
Man, that's why I respect my man Steve, man. Barry Bonds, dude, he laid down, man. He went to the Fed joint, didn't tell, did his time, and Barry had dough waiting on him, man. Big up. Big up, man. What the heck is going on? Fisher, why you snitching, man? You didn't need to snitch. You made Tony snitch, and it's in Florida, and they're talking about NBA players also. And you know what that brings to mind, because the streets be talking. LBJ, are you on them? Have you went down there and got with Tony?
Ooh, don't say it. Say it ain't so.
Florida's in an uproar.
Whew.
First the Trayvon Martin case, now this. The streets is talking. Get at me at L Boogie 15 on the Twitter, baby.
Yeah, man. Hey, we got to get to the asylum, man. You know what it is, man. And we got to call who's been patiently waiting, so we're going to jump right to it, man. And let's go to your son real quick. Hey, nephew, D-Wig, you on the line with us, pimp?
It's LBJ on the roids. Upset ain't so.
Oh, what's up, y'all, man? The streets is talking.
You hear your daddy? He hype. What's going
man.
On, D Wig? What do I need to put in this cup to calm him down? Cause I don't know.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. You know how he get when it's about these sports, man. He could go some places now. I got you out to tame him yesterday. We were talking about Peyton, man. Let me talk about my guy Peyton now, man.
Oh yeah, let's talk about Peyton.
As I was trying to tell my dad yesterday, he's trying to bring up the two picks. The second pick wouldn't have happened if the safety does what he's supposed to get paid to do. Do not get beat deep, son. If he catches the ball, tackle him. I play safety. Do not get beat deep. It's 30 seconds left. What are you doing?
Preach, nephew. Tell your daddy.
Man, listen, I don't understand. We're good. We do what we're supposed to do. Peyton, run three running plays. Make the Ravens use the timeouts. Defense, get out there. It's not like they got to get a field goal. They got to get a touchdown. Raheem Moore. They got to get a touchdown, son. Do not let Jacoby Jones, nobody behind you. Peyton Manning can't check. He can't check receivers. He scored three touchdowns. He passed three touchdowns. And an interception before that happened. If you want him to score five touchdowns, I don't know. But he scored. He did three touchdowns, one interception. If the safety do his job, we don't know him and Tom Brady going to duel it out again like they always do. We don't know what would happen. You can't put the blame on Peyton.
I tried to be on your side and have you back on that too. Tried to explain to your dad that, you know, it wasn't just, you know, that play cost him, but the Baltimore Ravens won each game basically by a spiritual uplifting from somewhere. You know what I mean? Because every game was close, and it was either way. And if you don't get beat deep, the game is over, and you're not going to win it. Because, you know, you can't throw a ball from the red zone. So you got to keep it short. And it wasn't going to happen. But they let him get beat deep with 30 seconds left, and that was it. You can't put it all on Peyton, man. D-Wig, now let me ask you this. Let's jump off Peyton. Let's jump on to another quarterback. Your boy Matt Ryan, quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. 5-year, $103 million. Did he deserve it? What's the deal with Atlanta? $59 million guaranteed. Do you agree with it?
Man, I've been hearing you guys go, this is tough, man. He's all right, but he's not real. $59 million guaranteed? That, man. He only one playoff game. Don't get me wrong. I like Matty Ice. My dad gonna call it. He can't call him Ice because he knew him in the playoffs. But as I was watching today, I learned that since he's been in the league, he has the most fourth quarter comebacks. They might be iffy. He might cover his eyes and throw it up and some guys catch it. Julio, one of the coldest receivers, might catch it for him. Don't get me wrong. They shouldn't beat the first game. They shouldn't even beat that team.
Yeah.
Seattle, they're going to be Seattle. So, I feel like, it's tough, man. He's 5 years in the league. Because Joe Flacco, almost came in the same. He's been five playoffs. He's been there same amount of times. But he's been winning. Without Julio, Roddy White, and all those guys. So, I wouldn't have gave him, I can't give you $100 million, Maddie. I'm sorry. You deserve a good paycheck. Better than some other quarterback, but not with Drew Brees and Tom and Peyton. Even Matt Stafford, I don't even like Matt Stafford's contract.
Hey, man, watch your mouth, man. I know you my nephew in there, Zach. I wanted to see what he was going to say, El Boogie. He was like, hold on. Yeah.
Tony Romo, man.
My bad, I didn't mean to interrupt you. My bad.
Ooh, no, it's okay, man. Tony Romo, man. He got Dez over there. They got to do something this year, man. I don't need no excuse. Your boss shouldn't have to tell you to want to be the best. Be like Peyton. He shouldn't have to tell you to do that. We should already, I'm getting this money. I should already want to be the best. Jerry Jones should have to go, Tony, I need you to be like Peyton and these guys. No. And then you pay him that much money and then tell him that. How about you tell him that, make him earn the money, and then cut him a check. Man.
Right.
I don't know what Jerry Jones a crazy dude. Let me go play for the Cowboys, underachieve and get
Please
a running
do.
Meal.
Help us out.
Right. What up,
can.
Dad? Let me call the show for show.
No doubt, the world here, so we got to get in touch with Jerry, man.
You're right, man. Hey, you got to get him here, man.
Let me ask you this. This is a question. I know you heard about this on the Twitter, and you know you follow your boy Terrell Brown from the 49ers. He lost $2 million due to his agent not letting him know about the workouts. And so his $2 million was voided from his check. Now he only get $900,000. So he fired his agent. Who was you mad at, the agent, or you mad at the team for not notifying?
Because sometimes the agent might tell him, don't go talk to them, because they might tell you something different than what I'm telling you. So I would $2 million. I'm mad at the agent, man. I'm mad at the agent. Not saying that, like, I should have been in shape. He should have been in shape already, doing whatever he's supposed
to
do.
No, it wasn't the matter of you being in shape. It was just he didn't report to a couple workouts, and that was in the contract.
Yeah, I'm mad at the agent. Because let's say if it was.
It's not your agent's fault that you're supposed to show up. You know it's in your contract to work out to get paid. Everybody knows that.
If the agent's taking care of that for me, he's supposed to read me the fine print.
But you're supposed to show up at that gym and put your name on that dotted line just to check in, just so they can see that they gonna pay you this week. You know season is coming up and everything is out there lined up for you and from a straight line from A to Z. You know you got to get in the weight room. It's in your contract. If your agent don't have the contract, you got a copy of it somewhere. So I'm not going to put it all on the agent to where you got to fire him. Now, if it was Elvis Dumas, Elvis Dumas, you know, agent where he just did fax the paperwork, then yeah. But you know you got to be in the weight room to get paid. So I'm not going to put it on the agent, man. That's just not right.
But I'm paying my agent to do this for me. He's supposed to hit me up. Hey, we got this on the paper. Let's go. You need to be there.
Your agent got 100 other players in NFL, NHL, MLB, and everything else. And that's the only stuff. Man, you gotta look at the fine print yourself, man, sometimes. You can't just put it on your agent and just fire the dude for you not getting $2 million working out.
And guess what? The agent was probably like, oh, thank you. You're only making $2 million, $3 million a year. You're one client I don't have to worry about. Thank you.
Right.
Right.
It ain't easy. But, yeah,
so,
I can't put it on the agent on that one.
So, son,
yeah,
I got
to put
the
it
question
on
of the night. The question
question
of the night, son. Have you ever been catfished? I heard y'all talking about this. I can't say I've been catfished. I could say that I've looked at pictures of the girl, and it's really her. And she looks gorgeous. She looks gorgeous. All the photos she's putting up on Instagram, Twitter, with her friends, and she comes to visit me, and the filters have steered me wrong. The filters have steered me wrong on Instagram. She's not as light as she looked on that picture that she has Photoshop. I'm not saying it was definitely her, but I don't know. She come through the day, but I don't know about my roommate seeing you. And then I gotta go to the locker room. And they're like, let me tell y'all who Wiggs had in the room.
Yeah.
I can't.
Don't fall for it, D-Wing. Don't fall for it, baby.
Man, that's them filters right there. They'll do it to you.
That's what it is, D-Wing. You know, we appreciate the love, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. The asylum is hot. We got some more callers to get at. tell Boogie. You got some more things you want to shout out your son to?
Oh, man, just blessed love. He know I love him, and keep up the good work down there. You already know.
All right, man. And I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Boy, you say I like your daddy when you say that, boy. That's what I'm talking about. D-Wig, much love, baby.
All right, man. Love y'all, man.
Oh, love you too.
Yeah, man. El Boogie, your son, boy, he be coming with it, don't he? I'm telling you.
Oh,
hey.
Man.
Hey, before we get to the sports officials, man, we're going to bring one more call in, man. Let's get to one of your boys, man. Yo, Carlo, I think this is a first-time caller, too. Hey, Carlo, what's your name? Where you calling from? This is your boy, Streets is talking, T-Ro and El Boogie. What's up? What's your name?
What up, though? This your boy, Eron from the land. What's up with it, El?
Oh, what the deal? What the deal, Eron?
You got it, baby. I told y'all
go
call
in.
Thanks, man.
See what persistence do, Ro? I had the honey down, and guess what I hit it with? And you know the line that you hit your friends with? If you're my friend, you'll call the show.
and you see what it is. I'm here calling in to let them know this has been my friend since we was. I'm talking about tiny cats. You dig? We go way back.
No doubt. Third and fourth, fifth grade, bro. Me and my man.
Yeah, man.
Take it way back. So let me ask you this, Eron, since you went down there in Cleveland, are you a Cleveland Brown fan?
Man, come on, no doubt. You don't hear me barking? You can't hear the bark in my voice?
My man, I hear it now. Now, we've been having some callers call in earlier saying that Cleveland gonna bring the AFC North down this year. Do you agree with that? What's going to be the difference this year?
Oh, man, I was just out there checking them out, man, because my son had the opportunity to go to one of their big men camps, and I got to actually chop it up with a few of the coaches, like Joe Cullen, the defensive line coach, and I got to actually meet that first-round draft pick, Barcavius Mango. And a few others, man. And as a matter of fact, I got to holler at Kruger, all of them, man. And everything seems to be on the right page, man. And we going to make some noise this year, without a doubt. Trust and believe that.
So you're saying playoffs?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. 216, respect the code.
Ah, 216. That's what I'm talking about. Well, your counterparts down the road, the Cincinnati Bengals, seem to have found a little groove down there. Do you think this is the year that y'all going to be able to handle Cincinnati and also Pittsburgh?
Man, listen here, man. I work with cats that are Pittsburgh fans for some strange reason. I don't understand it. You know, those are some sick, twisted individuals, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. We will deal with Pittsburgh twice this year, and I guarantee you that Roethlisberger will be laying on his back. I'm telling you, we're going to get the back of his jersey as well as the back of his helmet real dirty this year. Trust me.
Street, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Confidence in the team. Now, what's going to be the difference? Let me ask you this. Peyton Manning has been a big topic of today's discussion. El Boogie seems to think that the window is closing for Peyton Manning. He don't have too much longer to win a Super Bowl. Is the window closing for Peyton Manning? And part B of that, does he have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl while he's in Denver?
See, that's, as a Browns fan, it's really hard to root for anything coming out of Denver, for real. But
right.
I am a Peyton Manning fan. I do respect him as the competitor he is. And with him coming back the way he did last year, off of a neck surgery, come on, man. He's going to be even stronger this year. So I'm going to give him this year as well as next year to be on top of his game totally. Now, what they put around him for these next couple, that's up to that horse mouth fool that I don't even speak his name. You know that one. That guy. But I personally don't say his name.
Right.
You know?
Streets is talking, man.
That's what that's about.
Wow. Maddie Ice, he just signed a 5-year, $103 million, 59 guaranteed. Is he worth it down there in Atlanta?
You know what I say about anybody that signs those contracts? I'm all for it, but especially in the NFL. Those contracts aren't guaranteed, but that guaranteed money of $59 million, go ahead and get it. I mean, I don't care about Atlanta anyway. I'm only a Browns fan. I only care about what's going on at home. But if he gets his money, man, I'm not mad at him. Just like I'm not mad at A-Rod. You know, they're going to still have to kick down them ends to A-Rod. Whatever happens, he's getting his money. Regardless. So get your paper any way you can.
And I'm going to say this, and you know, I'm not going to be biased. I'm just a realist. You still don't have a quarterback. So 8-8 at the best, man. You'll be in the lottery again. And I love you. But the Browns will be 8-8 at best, man. I keep trying to tell you guys, I don't know what's going on down there. I don't.
Hell, you much of that damn southwestern air, man. For real. It's been convoluted your mind, man. You know how our loyalties run, man. This cat is old enough to realize what's going on around him, and as long as they put the pieces together for him, he's going to be all right. Trust and believe that, L. You got to believe that.
Now, I do believe this about your football team. I think your defense is a good defense that's coming up the rankings of the AFC, but your offense is what be sputtering. I know Trent Richardson is a nice tailback that can go down for down and get you 30, 40 carries a game, but what are your wide receivers going to do? Can Brandon Weeden take these receivers to another level, or are we just going to be stagnant with the offense this year? To where, you know, you guys will be in the games and then you lose by 3 or you lose by 6.
Well, see, that's just it. As long as he can manage the game, just like Flacco did. Man, Flacco isn't the greatest quarterback, but he managed the game and defense won those games for him. As long as your defense keeps you in it, he can manage the game and keep us where we need to be to win.
Right. Right.
But I'm going to go back to this, though, E. I'm going to say this, Aaron. In this league nowadays, as you just saw, Matty Ice get $59 million guaranteed. It's about the quarterback making a play at the end of the game. Yes, Joe Flacco managed the game, but he had to make a play. He made one. He made two. He made one to Bowden. He made one to Jacoby Jones. Not saying against Denver, but in the Super Bowl. He made a couple plays. Can we make a couple plays? You got one of the best cornerbacks in the game.
Absolutely, he can. Trust me. He can do it. Trust me. I got faith in him, man. They wouldn't have put him in that position if they didn't believe in him. And as a Browns fan, I believe in him, man. I watched him, and he looked damn impressive in these early days of training camp. So that's all I can hope for, man.
You know, the question of the night, have you ever been catfished?
Well, you see, I'm an old school cat, dog. And you know how we came up. We came up with rotary phones, dog. And, yeah, I can honestly say, yeah, I got catfished back in the day. Had a young lady meet. But you know how I played it? I played it so smooth, I told her to meet me at Severance. You remember Severance, Mo. I told her I was going to have on a blue polo. So what I do? I wear a red eye dye and walk right by and was like, wow, that's not what I need to be doing, and kept it moving. And so, yeah, man, because, you know, back in the day, there's no reason for these young cats to get catfished nowadays, man, with the technology that they have in their hands. Come on, man. The reason we got catfished is because all we had was the house phone.
And the house phone and the beeper.
Man, this was before we even had beepers, dog. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Right.
I was still at St. Thomas when this happened. So
right.
Yeah, man. Come on, dog. You already know. But nowadays, if you get catfished, you just flat out stupid. Because if she can't get in front of a webcam or FaceTime you, Come on. You need to see that mouth moving as she talks. Because if you get that now, you just a fool.
Man. There you have it.
Aaron, man, we appreciate the love, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. L Boogie, hit him with it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
That's what we need you to do.
I'll holler at y'all Monday, man.
Yes,
no
sir,
doubt.
Do that.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. L Boogie, now we got to go. We got to go to our big brothers, man. You know we got a big brother from the Sports Officials on the line, ready to go, ready to chop it up with us. So you know it's going to be good. And you know we got to sit back and put our seatbelts on. Big brother, what's the deal? I know you ready.
Is this Mike Lyons? Is this Mike Lyons about to come in? Is it on?
It's hot.
Is it hot? Is it hot? Do I see that red
it's
button
hot.
Over there?
Yes.
Hey, it is what it is, man. Man, fellas, man, I love the show, man. I've been listening all the way since the 9 o'clock hour, man. I know y'all got actually about 4 minutes now before the show was over with. I'm going to run it down. Can I run it down right quick, you know what I'm saying, before I get off the air? Can I run it down?
Big brother, check it out. We got more time than that because we still got Freestyle Friday. So run it down. Take your time. Tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, it's all good. You know, first of all, I want to talk about the 49er firing his agent because he missed the $2 million. Yes, you fire the agent, and then after that you go kill yourself because you need to know what the small print is on your contract. If it says just show up for the workout and sign your name on the dotted line, nigga, sign your name on the dotted line, do a couple of squats, do a couple of bench presses, you know, flex in the mirror, give a couple of high fives, and then check out. You know what I'm saying? So you want to fire him because he didn't tell you to go work out. That's like firing your mama because she didn't wake you up in time and time to go to school. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I ain't no 49er, man. Don't care about no 49er. Hey, go ahead and tell him, Boogie. Street just talk. You know what I'm saying? Street don't care nothing about no 49er. Don't care nothing about no West Coast cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, say all that sticky icky icky over there. That's what he on over there. Okay, next thing up, Timmy D. And for all those who don't know, Sports Officials, past Sunday, we talked about have an athlete compared to a musician, okay? And somebody brought up Timmy D and Luther Vandross. And then 2 days later, his old girl come out and say he likes sword fighting with the homies. That's what he liked doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
streets
is tough. I want to add what Big Al was talking about, man. It was his college roommate, just like Big Al said. It was his college roommate. And not only that, he lived with Timmy D and his old lady for 2 years after Timmy D was married to his old lady. So I'm sure she woke up in the middle of the night to see them saying, "On guard," just sword fighting in the middle of the living room. You know what I'm saying? She seen that. You know what I'm saying? She's saying that, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. That's one image I don't even want in my mind frame. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I don't want to see it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Okay. Let me slide on to Matty Ice. Matty Ice got $69 million guaranteed. That's not what he did in the past, fellas. You know, the boy only 25, 26 years old. For those who don't know, I'm down here in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a Cleveland Brown, up and down. You know what I'm saying? I bleed the orange and brown hair. As a matter of fact, the Sports Officials, Streets are talking. When somebody call in from Cleveland, we got to address them as calling in from up the way. Because when you ain't Cleveland, you always talk about dudes from down the way. We got to address them as from up the way. So that's what we're going to call them. But Matty Ice, that $59 million, I mean, who better than him? Brady is, okay. Cam, that's debatable. Breeze is better. Peyton washed up. Eli is erratic. Aaron Rodgers is better. Flacco just won that one Super Bowl, so they even. They came out in the same time, the same year. You know, but it's not what he did. It's what he's about to do. I agree with y'all. He only won one playoff game. I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? But the boy ain't but 26 years old. You know what I'm saying? So he got them weapons with. He got Julio. You know what I'm saying? He got Roddy over there. He got Gonzalez over there. And I think T-Row said it. If you don't win this year, you can't blame him no more. Gonna have to blame the coach. Coach on the hot seat. Gotta go. It is what it is. Okay? It is what it is. Aaron Rodgers.
That's exactly.
Grant Jennings, he out of pocket. You know why? Because Aaron Rodgers can put it on you. So we're going to see what you got over there in Minnesota now with old Christian Ponder over there. You know what I'm saying? Kyle Nelson, James Jones. You know what I'm saying? He got Jermichael Finley. He got the tight end who just signed the contract. I think he went to New Orleans or whatever, man. The boy Rodgers is cold. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying Jennings ain't a good receiver. He is a good receiver. But the boy injury prone. And then when you're playing with Brett Favre and when you're playing with Aaron Rodgers, you got something. You know what I'm saying? So now he's going to see what he got when he go over there playing with Christian Ponder. He's going to see what he got. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Boogie. Boogie, I'm with you, man. The window was closed on Peyton. He got 2 years.
What?
Two and he threw.
Yes.
Two and he threw. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? I want to jump on to Seattle with the Percy Harvin deal. Y'all, I don't know if y'all Tribe Called Quest fans. Y'all ever heard the song called Suck a Nigga? Nigga. You ever heard that song by Tribe Called Quest?
Yes.
Okay.
He can say
every time Seattle make a trade with Minnesota, they play that song right there. Okay, suck a nigga. Okay, think about Lamar Jackson. Think about Lamar Jackson. Okay, think about Sidney Rice coming from Minnesota going to Seattle. Think about them. Okay, now it's Percy Harvin. All them dudes been hurt. All on this bus. Okay, last but not least, I'm gonna touch on RG3. RG3 and Shanahan. Okay, don't let RG3 come in and be hurt these first couple of games that he can't play. And Kirk Cousins come in and win a couple of games. Then RG3 come in and he can't perform. Don't forget, guys, Shanahan is a flip-flopper. He'll flip-flop on your ass in a minute. He'll do it in a minute. He'll do it to the running backs all the time. Boy, he will flip-flop on your ass like, boy, like he's Captain Jack, like he's flipping flapjack.
Right.
He'll do it to you in a heartbeat. So you got to watch out for that dude. Man, you
got
to watch out for that dude. Man,
you
got to
keep your grass cut low.
Because,
so you can see the snakes, right?
Right, so you can see the snakes, right? Okay. I'm going to give you my question of the night. The catfish. Okay.
Have you ever been
catfish? Just like your previous caller, I grew up like Boogie and everybody else in the time of the rotary phones and the beepers. Okay. But I got hooked up, like we always do, with a dude. He got a girl. She got a friend. I got hooked up with her. I met her at the movies. But check it out. I took my little cousin with me. He was only 2 years old at the time. Okay? He's 2 years old at the time. So I already know. Is she ugly? I got an excuse. If she's not ugly, I'm going to pay the piper. Okay? Hold up. Hey, I'm about to make you get it, man. We get in the movie. She's ugly as hell. I'm going to put it out there. She's ugly. She's fat. We get into the movies. Man, I pissed the hell out of my cousin and made him cry. He in there just hollering. You know what I'm saying? I take him out the movies. You know what I'm saying? We come back in, I pinch him again. He's still hollering. I told him, look, his mom is meeting me down there. I got to meet his mom, and she's going to come pick him up. I'm right back. Never came back. You know what I'm saying? So, dudes nowadays, if you're getting catfish nowadays with all the type of technology we got, you just... I go back to the Tribe Called Quest song. He's just a sucking nigga.
Whoever you are.
Leave, man, Boogie.
All
Boogie.
The way.
Boogie, you letting them Arizona fans get to you down there, dog. It's Belize land. You know what I'm saying? It's Belize land. You know how it go. You know what I'm saying? I'm with your Browns all the way up and down, Belize land. Hey, the sports officials, we official. We not artificial. The streets are talking. It's like E.F. Hutton. When they speak, everybody listen. Thanks for taking my call, brothers. I'm listening to
man, you know what
down.
It is. Sports officials, baby. That's how it goes down. Every Sunday, you got to check them out. Y'all don't know, you got to tune in. Boy, they'll have you on your back rolling. And my people. L Boogie. Boy, I tell you, man. I tell you. Mike said, see, I'm glad Gomez said that about Mike Shanahan because I forgot how wishy-washy that guy was. Oh, that was T-Nick, my bad. Yeah, T-Nick. Hey, my bad, T-Nick. Hey, I must agree with my dude 100%. I forgot how Mike Shanahan will play you. You know what I mean? If you are not walking that fine line with Mike Shanahan, he won't fire you, but he'll show bench your ass, and you'll just be sitting on the sideline looking like, you know, you used to be the superstar, and everybody will be wondering, and he won't answer them questions. Like you really want a direct answer, you know, he'll walk around the answer. So, yeah, RG3, man, I hope you can, you know, keep it right, man, because Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. We saw that last season, you know, when he came in, it was like nothing was missing. They kept running on beat. So, yeah, man, that was a good point by last caller, T-Nick, man, I must say, you know. So, woo, yeah, but Greg Dennis, billboard material. You shouldn't have done that. That locker room material, man. You shouldn't have opened your mouth. Aaron Rodgers is a bad man, like my boy Stephen A. would say.
Remember the movie Deep Cover, where Larry Fishburne told Larry, "You shouldn't have did that."
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, man. Especially in Green Bay, you know, in Lambeau. You know, it's gonna be frigid. And after week two, it's they already looking at snow. So we're gonna see. But yeah, he's almost a B.O.B. How many games did he miss? Like 10 games last season, didn't he?
Yes, and the year before that he missed 4. So, you know, he's B.O.B. right now. But like I said, the Greg Jennings, he is quality receiver. I wish him, you know, like Jay-Z would say, man, I wish him well. You know, I'm not gonna hate. I wish him well, except 2 games out the year. Because when you come up against us, I just hope you run into a brick wall. You know, respect to Adrian Peterson. I just hope that, you know, the 2 games against us, he runs into a brick wall.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
yeah,
hey, Don, and listen to this. Don in Cleveland, let me tell you something. Remember the play? Amar Rashad to Hail Mary in the end zone, and the game was over and they won. You remember that? That's why I don't cheer for the Browns. Come on, guys. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Jewel's the GT Roll, your boy L Boogie. Come get in the asylum, 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh, let's go. Millions in the ceiling. Push a T featuring Rick Ross. Let's do it.
In the closet. Shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all want it. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah. I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid. Cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that. Not saved in that shoebox. Blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, 500,000 in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Pride on every visit, I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari, time for friends early morning. This was with Donatella, Versace, my acapella. Never see me in Neiman. Niggas committing treason. Soft local preferred, frost organic herb. Stay away from the fools if I only could tell you more. I got this, I got that. I got that, I got this. Got a kilo for 20, my chopper say I'm the shit.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet.
Shepherds in the closet. This that shit y'all ask for. Make a nigga mash on the gas flow. Two door, four door. Roll through the hood like Task Force. Fast forward. They say they wanna see proof. My record sales ain't much of theirs, and we still ride the same coupes. How we still fuck the same hoes? Why we still buy the same clothes? How we both got the same watch? I'm just keeping y'all on your toes. Dope boy, gold mine. That price dropping, that coke rise, and set it over that blue flame, then hang dry like clothesline. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. How they choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. Got the razor on the counter, arm and hammer in the kitchen, just to keep my feet in Christians and keep fucking all y'all bitches.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions.
Asylum is hot.
This what y'all asked for. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. This cook up hard, don't it? You already know. Oh man. 347-855-8896. Juelz the G. LA County. T Row, Dallas, Texas. Your boy L Boogie. C-Town, man, Cleveland, Ohio. Man, it's hot, man. We didn't holler about it. Man, is the window closing on Peyton Manning? Matty Ice with the big contract. Woo! We had a lot of land people calling in, man, hollering. You know what it is. It's Freestyle Friday. It's that time of the night, Ro. Ain't it that time?
Oh, it's about that time, Freestyle Friday. All my callers who want to get in, get on that line. You know, we give you 2 minutes of time, baby. Everything you need, you put yourself out there. Just make sure you get your name, where you contact to that. You know what I'm saying? Because the world, you know, this is the streets, baby. Streets is listening, and they watching. So you never know what could happen. So when you introduce yourself, make sure some you leave information where people can follow you and get at you. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the streets, baby.
Man, let me. You know how we do, man. D-Vag want me to drop some. Man, let me try to drop some. Man, it's Freestyle Friday, man.
Oh,
black. Man, even though I don't battle, I'm still coming at your neck. I don't care what you said, oh girl. I want some sex. And remember, I play basketball, so your body, I run the flex. I ain't tripping, oh man, I'm like Obama reelect. I ain't tripping, but oh man, you see that check? It looks so live, man, I'ma get in where I get. And I ain't tripping. San Antonio Holmes, I respect you because you a Jet. But I want my ends to be like a Brooklyn net. Woo-wee, I'm coming like I'm with the Barclay Arena. I don't know what they did, but I'm smelling Purina. That mean I'm a dog, I'm trying to chase the cat. I don't know what they did. Ashy knuckles in my back. Oh, man, I need a massage. Where you at, big girl? I ain't tripping because I'm coming in. It's We WW World. It's the streets is talking sports talk radio show. And I forgot. I fucked your hoe. Oh, man, I'm done, man. Streets is talking, man. You know what I mean?
Hell, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. Oh!
Black! You know what, like Jay said, man, I give you what you want, man. That's what you want, man. I try to give the people what they want, man.
Man, hit them upside the head then with a big walla balla. That's what I'm talking about. L Boogie, man, we got one more call in the asylum, man. They want to get down and throw down with it, you know. They always calling in on Freestyle Friday. Yo, caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Man, you know it's Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. You heard to the third. Still. Oh, man, you know, big shit, you know, out here in the city, man, in these streets, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man, you know. Yeah, I know, you know what it is, man. Freestyle Friday, Skeeter Mo Johnson, Digging the Third. Whenever you ready, man, you can bless the mic, man, let us have it.
Already, man, one more time for your mind, you know what I mean? Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. the Third. Yeah, okay. Yeah, man, let me get my shit together, man. Hold up, man. You know? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Where my rabbit at like Rocket? Give me the gun and I'll pop it. Got something to show for my hustle. All this cash out my pocket. All of this is my profit. I ain't got no time for handouts. Me and my guys, we stand out. 5G's that took those man riding. We down south, but north, though. Snow just like the North Pole. Green just like the Everglades. Perp just like the Barney Show. Yellow getting pulled up, wasn't shit until I showed up. Kiss the trucks that showed enough. Wait a minute, hold up. I told the heat up in these streets, knee deep up in the freak. Disappear for about a week on a lakefront or on the beach. A George Peach type of a beat. Creeping low, ho on the beat. Breaking bread, giving head. Left in a world of grief. I smoke weed and ride around. Grub worm blow to the ground. If the bitch can't swim, then she gon' drown. You can call me, I'll be in town. Fold the night, show you right. Serve my head while I blow on trees, representing that 5,000 and collaborated with the Jack Lance team. I come clean, go hard, pump like Bogart, gripping grain in the turning lane. I'm dripping paint while smoking dank. I'm counting bank when the bank is closed. Potent smoke going up my nose. Boss hog when I ride on boat. Come control, tipping on four poles. Inside of my seat, white like snow, black like Christine, but I love gold. Suicide nigga, I off your nose. Keep green dope in my nostril rolls. Skeet them old bitch, I'll pop your throat. Nigga, ain't got no hope. On for the liquor, homie, take a picture. But after that, I got to go.
That nigga, boy. Stop that. You know, like a teacher used to do you back in first grade, put your hand out so you can smack it with the ruler. Nigga, put your hand out and smack your ass with the ruler, boy. Yeah, cut that shit out.
Hey, man, man, you know, I'm winded. You know, I've been helping moms move all day, so I'm winded, man, and I ain't had that much time to put it together. But, you know, that is what it is, man.
Man, Freestyle Friday, man. You know, we can always depend on Skeeter Mo Johnson, Digging the Third, coming through, rolling up a fat one, getting his head in the clouds and coming bang, right on the mic to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we get down with the get down. Skeeter Mo, you know we love you, baby. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Man, much
coming
love
through
back
hard.
From respect, man.
Yeah, that's what he do, man. No apart. Stand up. Damn it. Skeeter Mo, we love you, man. We're going to holler at you on Monday. And we're going to, wait a minute. Skeeter Mo, let me ask you the question of the night. Square the question of the night, man. Since me and you were talking, you know, before you got married, you know, we were coming up with a couple of topics, man. And we came up with the one, you know, have you ever been catfish? Have you ever been catfish, brother?
Well, you know, I was about 13 years old, so they were still having typewriters then. You know what I'm saying? And it was over the phone. You know how you get the number from one of your boys? It was Rory, my cousin Rory. He say, man, call this girl. I called her. We talked for about a whole year, and when I first saw her, I was at a dance. And, man, I act like I ain't know that girl all night. Rory talking about, you ain't going to go talk to her? I'm like, no. She looked like a booger wolf.
Streets is talk.
Yeah, but yeah. Now, you know, ever since then I've been hands on, and you know, I gotta see you, I gotta learn you, you know. Yeah. Never again.
Yeah. That's what
it is.
Man,
I just wanna say, man, one love, much love, maximum respect, L Boogie. T. Row, Jules the G, man, I love the show. The streets is talking, you know.
Oh man, we love you too, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson the Third. What a tear the track up, man. You're hot,
yes,
man.
Sir, yes.
As usual. Man.
Appreciate.
Yeah, that's my brother, man. Coming with that fire, man. Every week, you know what I mean. That's how we get it in. So, man, if you know somebody that want to share their mind, just get the freestyle, get something off their chest. Shit, do like Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins the Third. Shit, throw it out there on the line. We need it. You know what I mean? Hell, Boogie, before we get up out of here, man, I want to give a shout-out to the fam. down here in the AZ, you know what I mean, to the wifey, to the kids. Jada went camping this weekend, so I hope she can survive because I don't know how good she's going to do outdoors, you know what I mean? And, you know, but to the Arizona Bulldogs, man, you know, the season is over, so it's time to, you know, try to do some spring training and get our guys in shape for the next season. Big ups to all the family members who participated and traveled with the team where they had to go, you know, and to the coaches. I know, you know, it's a hell of a job being a coach, you know, especially when you're taking your time out from doing other things to coach some young ones to try to make them, you know, student athletes. And it's been great. And, you know, hopefully next season we can take it to another level. I want to say what's up to my moms. I saw a check-in. Want to say what's up to my new sis, my sister-in-law down there. What's up, Red? What's up, Red? You know what I'm saying? Everybody in North Park, L Boogie, one love to you. Jewels, I see you, baby. And you know what it is. We'll catch you on Monday. And what we're going to talk about on Monday, I'm going to put this out there. There hasn't been a team that has won the Super Bowl, L Boogie, to win a playoff game the very next year. And so we're going to see if Baltimore can do it. But that's on Monday. That's on Monday. We definitely going to talk football on Monday.
Oh, yeah. It's football season. Big up, you know what I'm saying, to the WNBA. They got the All-Star game tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern, ESPN, excuse me, ABC. Check it out. You know, we got some people who love WNBA, so we can't, you know, we the streets is talking, man. We ain't biased, you know. Big up to the guys, man, who got them ends, man. Cash. I know you smell the money.
Millions to the city.
Man, big up to all the callers, first-time callers, man. Appreciate, you know, my oldest calling in, getting in on the talk, you know what I mean? So I know he had, a couple friends chirping in, you know, catching him on the line. So remember, callers, if you want to hear your voice, you can go back and listen, you know what I mean? BlogTalkRadio.com, sports as the category. In the search box, Streets is talking with a zero, and that's not a typo. You can check it out. So if you want to tell some people, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Tell them to check the show out and then come in on Monday. Come get in the asylum. You can, you know, build, get you a little cell, and we'll lock you right on in, get you cozy. Then come out on the yard and get your street cred up. Big up the Cookie Meeks, man, Pook, you know what I mean? All my guys calling in, Ski Mask, appreciate y'all calling. Oh, man, it's hot. Don't forget, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live, 347-855-8896. And I just want to say one more thing. Big up to Jewel, to G, T-Row. And, man, I can't wait to see you again. And don't forget, I am sending you. Come get on this street corner with me. We cruising all over the world. Blessed love. That be hating, I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name? What's your sign? Zodiac killer. All right, gotta die. Even Max Splinter. Yeah, murder 187. I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax. Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes' dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch. Call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the fact. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight. And that's 2 Chainz. Look at you. Wah. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck. Yeah, yeah. Look at you. Now look at us.
right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes on that hoes type, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on all night like porch lights. Let's do it for talking. We out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tunchy, young Tunchy, I'm a truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips, smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all bitches.
Straight up. Now look at us.
Any bitch out there that ain't that won't give me no pussy.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Fuck you and your asshole, bitch.
All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
And your nigga a hoe.